Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Lately, I've been talking about slightly messed up thinking. I was thinking that if I'm slightly messed up, how messed up am I really? Is it okay to be slightly messed up in my thought process? I'm not sure that I'll ever be 100%. For example, those who are legalists and those who are not may do the same things. How do I know that I'm not a legalist? And is the term just a defensive term to excuse the sin in my life? As I've grown up as an evangelical, there's been times where I've had a conviction about something and held to my conviction. My friends often would tell me I'm a legalist then, that I'm doing something because I just think I need to do it in order to please God. I began to think about that and thought, yes, I do want to please God, so what's wrong with doing something to please God? Is there something legalistic about wanting to please God? Is there something legalistic about wanting to please my wife? Is there something legalistic about wanting to please my children? I think we've used the term legalism as a club to beat people so that we can justify the sin in our life. It's not legalistic to want to do what's right. It's not even legalistic to do what's right whether you want to or not. It's not legalistic to listen to God whether you understand him or not. These are not legalism problems. Legalists are people who do things because they think God will love them more or they're superior to somebody else. Doesn't matter what the act is, but those who claim that others around them are legalistic for listening to God are possibly legalistic themselves for claiming that the others are legalistic in what they do, thinking that they're superior to them because they're not legalistic. That's exactly what the Pharisees did. They looked down their Pharisaical noses at people who did things and said, "You're not what you should be." And that's exactly what's happening when you accuse somebody else of being legalistic and you have this wonderful freedom to go ahead and sin and do things that are going to draw you away from God and into a life of depravity, yet for some reason you're calling those who keep themselves from that kind of life or are convicted about something legalistic. I think we need to rethink the term and how we use it in this day and age, because really two people can do the very same thing. One can be legalistic while they do it, and the other do it because they love God and they love people and they want to be a great example to them. One can do it because they're legalistic, and another do it because they're afraid of getting involved in something because of what it could do to them. We need to respect people's choices and not use words like legalism to club others. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, on the campus of the NicolaiteBibleInstitute.org.